everyone, where you are listening and watching from. My name is Bridges Mugala, na kama kawaida I'm joined by
Naitwa Neville Amimo. Kama kawaida tumekamkuchafua United manze. Welcome to Football Weekly. Yeah, Cristiano alitoboa.
Yes, Cristiano alicheza kama cause United, it was crazy there at United. It was a little bit, it was demanding. Kila mchezaji ilikuwa ilibidi ajitolee. Cause kama si kujitolea and the Lingardinho's magic, then tungenaswa.
The best player right now in that United squad, manze. Anachafua hiyo kitu, like, you know.
Yeah. First things first, so let's go to first Chelsea versus Man City.
Chelsea na Man City.
Yeah, last week at the Etihad, Man City was able to beat Chelsea 1-0. It came from their striker, Gabriel Jesus. Do you think there are issues with Chelsea? Wameanza sasa ku go down ama it's just something ya kupita? Jupia alipigwa na Juventus during their Champions League game.
I think issue ya Chelsea, wameanza ku rely sana sana na defense yao. I think they are going into games with a defensive mindset. Na pia I think sasa hiyo imeanza ku rub off badly na ma players wenyewe. Cuz ukiangalia hiyo squad ya Chelsea, iko na master, iko na wase kama kina Conte, iko na saizi Lukaku. So I thought sasa vile Lukaku ameingia form sasa, na these guys are just, you know, from winning the Champions League last season.
I thought
maybe they could be playing more an attacking game more so. Ikikamizi magames kubwa kubwa kama Juve na pia Man City. Kwanza yo game ya Juve, it was a real shocker. Juve have been struggling recently. So form yao imeanza kurudi, and them to actually get a chance to beat Chelsea was something really, you know, ilikuwa shocking kubwa sana.
Yeah, and someone actually said Chelsea, ukiangalia Chelsea walikuwa they are playing a little bit more of a conservative football, kubaki tu nyuma with defenders.
Ndona shangaa manze, mimi sijui form ya Tuchel ni gani, honestly speaking. Cause uni mse mwenye akuna squad ingine deadly kabisa.
Na hata wakasema like the problem now kuenda Juventus, you know, Juventus, if they want to play that defensive game they will play it. So alipea tu Chelsea ball, wakawambia chezeni mpira bas.
Chezeni kaa nyinyi.
Chezeni. Sasa unapea Chelsea ball and pia wanataka kuwapea ball, wambia chezeni pia nyinyi.
But wacha tuone. Kwenye Tuchel alikuwa na sikia alikuwa ameanza kurub off vibaya na wase, ana kama se demanding, ana ka ule perfectionist. So atujui vile itakuwa sasa vile amekam Chelsea. Unajua vile alikamio time ya Chelsea, manze Chelsea walikuwa mebambika, Lampard ameishia. So kuna new management, so vitu zinaanza kuchange up, amekuwa na spell ingine fiti. Lakini saizi manze ameanza kuwa exposed, hizi tactics zake za kukaa nyuma na defense holding back imeanza kuonekana, it's not that effective against big clubs manze. Lakini wacha tuone, I don't know, maybe anataka kushine na ma teams zingine ndogo ndogo, alafu ikikam against big teams he still wants to, you know, hold back kidogo.
You talked about Kante being an influential player pale Chelsea. Kante akona unfortunately Kante has the coronavirus, and he missed that Juventus game. And he's yet to miss the weekend's game against Southampton.
Against Southampton, yeah.
Itakuwa factor kubwa sana kwa Chelsea not having N'Golo Kante in the team.
Itakuwa kubwa, kubwa kabisa. N'Golo Kante is like, yeye ndio engineer yo team. Yeye na Jorginho hapo hivyo mid.
So
either of them wakimiss games kubwa, inakuanga blanda ingine noma sana.
Because
basically, ikikam stories za defense, analeta hiyo compactability na analeta hiyo solid unit hapo hivyo katikati. So when they face off against Southampton, I think itakuwa issue ingine kubwa sana. Lakini you never know. Midi yao iko fiti, iko na the likes of akina Mount, Kovacic, you know. So wameza kucontrol ma games bila nani, bila Conte. Lakini Conte akiingia, he still brings that that wow factor, and he still makes sure that ikikam stories a defense when the teams are going back, they're actually solid. And I think that's why Tuchel ame opt kwenda more defensive ikikam stories a games. Because maybe I trust your midi yake and everything, unaona.
Yeah, and also when you're talking about N'Golo Kante and how Chelsea is playing, Southampton will try and replicate the same game Juventus ilicheza, because Southampton haitaenda kuattack at every time wakicheza na Chelsea at the bridge. It will just sit back and wait until Chelsea is hit. And then ikifanya tu makosa kidogo, that's it.
So unakuja tu blunder tu moja tu.
I think that's what they will do. Na that's what Southampton did with the Man City. Very disciplined. Na wakatoka na draw ingine wazimu. Iliwasaidia sana.
So mafanzo wa Chelsea, mmesikia, mkicheza na Southampton, itakuwa game ingine interesting sana.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That one is one to watch. It's very tight. Chelsea wakona pressure ingine wazimu. Wanajua wakonayo. If they lose points, then United is going to overtake them. There is Brighton there. Brighton there also. Is Everton.
Yeah.
And ataki kuachana na Liverpool and Man City vele ziko huko juu saizi. Because you know, if Liverpool and Man City zikianza kuwin their games, then they can disappear with it. Yeah. So before we continue, shout out to Mohit, Luthra, Mwindi wetu bana, and Simon Astech, my very good friend. Shout out to you guys. You can join in the conversation, say something about your team, banter up another team. So
watuambie team yao ni gani? Watuambie predictions za weekend.
Yeah. So Manchester City, they are not that Manchester City that we want to see. But walishinda Chelsea thanks to Jesus, Gabriel Jesus, who came to save them. Their salvation were resting on Jesus.
Game tight?
Yeah, it was a very tight game. And kitu enye napenda about Man City, even if you look at the PSG game, is that they are not a conservative team. They will always go for it. Yeah. And that is what, and na hiyo ndo maana they were rewarded that goal. They will always go for it. Yeah. And the problem of sitting behind and waiting for the ball to be played is that outer party your chance, you'll not be creating those chances.
Yeah.
And kufunga bao ni ngumu sana. Yeah. So there's someone who said, this ilifanya ni cheke sana, ati God is really angry at Chelsea. Ati Jesus alifunga bao, Mohamed alifunga bao, na Mungu alikasirika juu Chelsea waliuza Abraham na Moses. Na wakanunua Saul. So Chelsea, you have to get your act straight. You sold good people. Dairans, such a big out. Dairans is a good friend. Dairans is anachukia sana Manchester United. Anachukia sana Manchester United, but it's okay.
Niko sure alikuwa na kufa vile tulishinda hii game
na Villarreal.
Kama jadidi busy.
But thank you very much. Big shout out to Dairans and Dan Franco. Man City played, I think they played fairly well against PSG. And something which is really interesting is that KDB alikanyaga msee vibaya sana.
Hey, you ilikuwa proper red card challenge. Proper. You know the funny thing? Wan-Bissaka had the same challenge.
Yeah.
The same challenge kabisa. Kwanza kwa shin. Ankle.
Yeah.
De Bruyne naye ilikuwa kwa shin,
yeah.
So it was visible kabisa. Unajiona, ungesema maybe ile Wan-Bissaka was not that visible.
Yeah.
So maybe the ref was just relying on, the fourth linesman. The fourth official na linesman.
Yeah.
Lakini ya KDB ilionekana wazi kabisa.
Yeah.
Umse stats zake zilikuwa kwa shin.
And it was...
Nakapata yellow card, honestly.
And I think it's something that the rules have to be like the revisiwe tena. So that tujue ni nini actually ndo mchezaji anaweza fanya apoe red card. Ni Juu saizi exactly. Ni confusing sana, yeah.
Hizi rules zimecha, hakuna like a set of, like a clear cut rule book enye kuna guidelines enye zusema. Maybe umse akikuwa challenge hivi, this is worth of a yellow card ama red card.
Yeah.
Kuzi unona, iyo challenge basically inapata mixed reactions. Unapata na refu wengine, they don't know whether to give it, to deem it as a yellow card ama red card offense.
Yeah, yeah.
So, kuna a lot of inconsistencies. Na pia iyo inaleta a lot of, like ina haribu game nye.
Yeah.
Base. Because saizi Wan-Bissaka is actually facing another ban.
Yeah, two matches actually two matches. Yeah.
So it's a big blow. Lakini yeah. De Bruyne na ye game yake inaendelea tu. Safi.
Safi sana.
So it's so unfair pia kwa game nye manze.
Yeah. We move on. The goal of the week. I will give it to Raul Jimenez.
Sio Messi.
No, this one is for the EPL.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. Hey, what to Man City, bana?
I will give it to Raul Jimenez. Uh-huh. He finished
finally
323 days that's, without scoring
a
goal. That's a whole year.
That's a whole year.
Yeah.
Big up, Banze. Amerudi.
Amerudi, yeah.
Where they should be.
So the last team he scored is the first team he scored, the Southampton.
Mm.
A very good flashing of the feet. Mm-hmm. And then, bow.
Nakamaliza.
Long kick downfield. Jimenez trying to chase. Jimenez getting the better of Bednarek. Jimenez, edge of the penalty area. Coming back in, it's Raul Jimenez! Yes! Finally, there's a goal for the Mexican sensation! Oh, how he has had to wait! All those months of recovery, all the emotion comes pouring out for Raul Jimenez, who is finally a Premier League goal scorer again. 332 days since his last competitive goal, Raul Jimenez finds the back of the net. It's Southampton 0, Wolves 1, and what a finish! Oh, how we've missed that from him. Touch
more. And then
alikuwa na injury pia.
A very nasty injury.
Alikuwa injury ingine mbaya kabisa. Yeah. Life threatening.
Yeah, and the play of the week inakuja because of the goal of the week.
Mm-hmm.
The play of the week, I will give it to Jose Sa, the goalkeeper for Wolves. The goalkeeper who produced an assist and a clean sheet.
Sio Cristiano. Sio Lingardinho.
No, it's not in the UEFA. It is in the EPL,
exactly,
yeah. And the EPL, United, remember United lost 1-0 to Aston Villa.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'll just give credit where credit is due. Jose Sa, the goalkeeper who created a chance for Raul Jimenez. And then he kept a clean sheet.
The pass was long, bana. It was strategic. Ilikuwa. Yani, he just came to his feet.
And it was so perfect.
Clear cut.
Yeah.
It was a clear cut opportunity for Jimenez to take it away, Sasa.
We need people like that in Manchester United.
We do.
So today we don't have Anthony Barkley, and we are so happy to have Manchester United winning in... in the studio.
Ah, it's a United banter today, bana.
I wish Anthony Barkley was here, manze.
So my guys, kama mlipenda hiyo bao ya Cristiano, you know, just make sure you wave, and we are gonna wave back.
Yes,
kama
sir.
Kama kawaida.
Yeah. In other news, the World Cup 2022, that maybe we can talk about it. It's going to be pushed to November instead of the normal June, July thing. It's going to be pushed to November until December.
Uko show yo World Cup by the itashika.
Itakuwa kitu weird sana. Itakuwa kitu kama vile corona came and then the football had to break and then coming back again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be something very weird to see that you are going to play international competitive football in November
kwanza.
Yeah.
Lakini ni juu ya nini? Si unajua tu ni juu ya joto.
Yeah, juu ya joto.
Because your place inashikanga joto like crazy. I'm telling you the heat over there is none to any other place.
Yeah.
Completely.
And I think ni kitu nzuri sana wa Kenya wamefanya if they want to, if the venue is still Qatar, because atukiangalia
na aita clash na local leagues.
No, they will take a, I think they'll take a break and then they'll come back after now the World Cup in December. I think mid December there, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I think it's something okay.
It's quite interesting sana.
Yeah, it's something cuz ukiangalia hata football played in Brazil during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Wanachukanga a lot of water breaks because of the heat.
Yeah.
So I exactly. think I think it's just something to be considered because of the venue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
do you think it's the best venue for us to finally have the World Cup?
It's
last time Miss Sidani ilishika sana 2018 because honestly speaking 2014 was a banger back in Brazil.
Yeah, I think.
What do you think about Qatar?
People won't expect. People didn't expect Qatar because. Awako like their teams atu kiangalia the Qatar national team mm-hmm. it's not a competitive they haven't embraced that football culture like Brazil
Qatar,
or
nani yuko Olunga sika.
yeah
Ay, bro
so I think
he's scoring crazy goals huko eh
5 goals in the second half
you do hey yeah
so I think the much considered thing is acha tu ichezwe Qatar.
Uh-huh.
They have good equipments and all that.
Uko ndo kwenye matimu kubwa ziko. Teams za pesa.
Pesa, oil money. Oil,
Arab money.
Yeah.
Ndiyo sasa.
Let's move on to London. North London, to be precise.
Umetoka juu, katupeleka kwa Njeve bana.
Ini Njeve, he kubwa, he Njeve hatari.
Bana.
So we have Arsenal. Arsenal
says you wanaskia yani wana feel wamefika mbaya.
Yeah, Arsenal came back from the valley of the shadow of death.
Are you sure
into the winner's chapel?
Are you sure wamerudi? Are you sure Arsenal is back?
Acha nikwambie kitu moja na Arsenal.
Mm.
Kenya napenda Arsenal vile Arsenal wanacheza saa hizi.
Mm-hmm.
Niliona hii game ya Arsenal versus Tottenham. And I know Tottenham are out of tone right now.
Kuna shida kubwa.
Yeah. But Arsenal hata ukiangalia the individual players, there is this player called Takehiro
Tomiyasu. Hey.
22 years old na sura inakaa ya Diego Costa.
Bro.
Sura inakaa ya Diego Costa bwana.
Si kila mtu wa Arsenal anakaa hivyo ama.
So I think
but the guy is the guy. Akiingia Arsenal walikuwa like uni nani, you know.
Yeah.
Is this guy is Japanese. Yani huyu ndio mseya Teta ameamua kuleta kwa team yenye anajulikana nini. Tomiyasu is actually making a name for himself in the Premier League.
Yeah. Considering the fact that Ateta analeta someone like Takehiro, a defender, a position where Arsenal wanahitaji nguvu yao yote. So I think he's playing very well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the reasons that Arsenal is doing very well right now in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Arsenal, and I repeat it again, Arsenal came back from the valley of the shadow of death into
sure?
the winner's chapel.
Sure? pale IG live kuna kijana aitwa Brian. Anasema ati kijana mdogo na ndevu. Eh, hey, kijana mgani huyo? vijana wameja senali bana.
And they have to tell us the real age of Takehiro.
Hey.
They have to tell us the real age of Takehiro.
Bana, Takehiro anakaa yuko experienced. Eh?
Anakaa.
Amecheza hii game for so long.
Anakaa the older brother of Diego Costa.
Oh my God.
So... We are going still to Arsenal.
Lakini school yao iko fit by the way.
Yeah.
They have youngsters who are actually making, you know, headlines kabisa. So I think game ikianzanga unajua Arsenal wenyewe na pia mafans walikuwa napatia Ateta na pia hiyo squad mzima pressure.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure Ateta anajenga team nyingine fit. So unajua this is weird, it's the first time naongea poa juu Arsenal, lakini let's call a spade. Arsenal timu yao inajengwa poa.
Yeah.
Ateta anajua the right kind of people to actually bring in. The likes of akina Lacazette na Aubameyang, anyone was experienced, lakini at least wanaleta wanajabu kuleta hiyo experience kwa team na hiyo cohesion and everything. So, wacha tuone, it's 2 wins for them, sindio?
It's 3 wins for them, yeah. Yeah.
Premier League bado ni changa, lakini wacha tuone. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes.
And unfortunately for Arsenal, they have lost Granit Xhaka to injury.
3 months out.
Eh? Yeah, it's very sad. Momentum ilikuwa imeanza ku catch up, but yeah. it will give now someone like Lokonga Sambi.
Yeah, Sambi Lokonga.
A chance to prove himself to Arteta and the Arsenal fraternity. Hey,
kijana Sambi Lokonga.
Sambi Lokonga.
Hey, jina tu. Jina tu inatisha yani. Sambi Lokonga.
Sambi ilikuwa inafai kukua Awilo Lokonga.
Awilo Lokonga.
Nayo nayo. So
bro, Arsenali.
So on to the big figure in the EPL. Harry Kane
alianza season na a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
He wasn't sure whether his future is supposed to be at Tottenham. Alikuwa anapatia mafans mixed reactions. So right now tunaona tu like hizo vitu zote ziki boil down kwa team. Cause remember, Harry Kane ndio msimu wenye squad yote ya Spurs moso they actually look up to. Yeye na Nitoje na Son. Na ukipata mse mkubwa, mse mbigi kwa team kama huyo, ameanza kupata akili mbili, he wants to go, mara he wants to stay, mara he's not sure about his game, mara he doesn't want to come to training. It actually paints a bad picture for the whole squad na pia team yenyewe. So I think there's a lot of things going on. Nasikia pia nani, Espirito is having a bit of friction na wase hapo hivyo ndani. So I don't know what's actually happening na Spurs. Pia mafans wa Spurs banze game ikikama unaona tu anakubali.
But I think
it's due to happen.
I think Spurs too ni like just try and settle in the players. The EPL ni ngumu man. It's not going to be easy, so just settle in the players. They have quality players. There's the likes of Son, Bagwide, Lucas, Dele Alli. They have good players, so ni ku settle in just the players. Let them know that play for the club, play for the fans, play for everything you've got if you want to go somewhere.
But
with the nini,
hakuna trophies bro.
So they just need to step up. Hakuna kitu ingine. Hakuna story ya kusema ti they want to buy a player in January, nothing like that. They just have to step up. Vile Arsenal ilifika mahali wakaamua hata sisi we have to step up. Pia Tottenham they just have to step up.
So basically Spurs shida yao ni morale and
yeah, the morale, yeah.
Because when it comes to players, they do have players.
They do have beautiful players.
Pale vyo mid wase wanaichonga kabisa. Pale vyo hapo vyo attacking akina Son, hapo vyo defense pia they have a wonderful keeper.
Yeah, they have
first
one
team of France.
They have one of the best defensive midfielders in the EPL, Hoiberg. And I don't know why.
Because wakianza, wakianza season, walikuwa fiti.
Yeah.
They're looking pretty okay.
So I think they just need to build up on their morale.
On their morale.
Nothing.
Do you think Spurs wataishinda kitu ya mana? Kitu ya mana in the sense of a trophy?
Yes,
they haven't won a trophy in how long?
Yes, wali ni hesabu. Kama Spurs wataishinda. Yes, wali ni hesabu.
Hey. So I think yule kwenye iko kwa akili yake.
Yeah. I think so because he's at anakuwa mzee haraka.
Exactly.
And he needs to get trophies raka sana.
Yeah. Brayo pale vio Instagram and at show Spurs need more time to gel with a new manager. And appear investing yao is not working basically.
Yeah, I think Spurs ikikuja kwa place ya ku buy players and investing in it's not their strength. And I like what Pochettino did to Spurs. Pochettino aliwapea like a foundation. A foundation to what they should be playing towards to.
Towards to, yeah.
Yeah. And that is the foundation that wange stick to it and patience to kidogo. I think they will have gotten something from it. But the problem
they just seem to actually reach the whole mile alafu anafikaga hiyo kumalizia hapo mwisho kuruka tu ndio
inakuwa ngumu. So I think they just have to build from that. There's nothing there's nothing more and less from what they should do. Yeah. I don't think if you can add something or remove something from that.
Do you think Espirito is the right man to push them beyond the limit?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not even in 100 years. Because it's like United.
Mm.
Why do you bring a coach who doesn't have anything
and you want to win everything? Exactly. Yeah.
If mindset ya Tottenham ni bring Nuno Espirito to build a team, then it's okay.
That's something else.
Yeah, that's something different.
But Spurs right now, they need to win something, yeah, basically.
If they need to win something, mm-hmm, then Espirito is not their man, mm-hmm, at all. Yeah. I don't think if it will work.
For another roller coaster.
A very hard season in front of them.
Was Spurs, eh, na urumia sana.
Yeah.
What was Spurs? What?
So, Jamnik has said Marcus Rashford is back in full training. That will take us to the Stamford end. Man United over the Valiant, far, far away. Manchester United won against Villarreal in the Champions League. Yeah. I thought I should start with that.
Oh my God.
It was a very different feeling on that game at the end. Yeah, it was a very different feeling.
But remember,
Very many. And
that game had a lot of problems.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted us to start. Unangalia nini Manchester United, the team sheet. Unaona Ronaldo, Sancho, Bruno, Pogba, Greenwood, Lingard, Cavani. Alafu your game inaisha 1-0. Ona tu hiyo. You have Ronaldo, Sancho, Pogba, Bruno, Greenwood, Lingard, Cavani. And after some like 3 weeks to come,
uh-huh,
your list uongeze Rashford.
Wow. Shida ni coaching staff.
Yeah.
Honestly, your coaching staff mzima has to pack their staff. Waseme nisiku gani wanadai nitoje matiketi zao za kurudi kwenye wanarudi. Wapewe, waishie completely.
Yeah.
Because Ole Gunnar na yo coaching staff yake wamefanya. For the past 2 years, wamefanya yo team inaka confused. Hakuna cohesion. Ukiangalia hapo hivyo midfield, the way they are playing, the way the passes move. Unapata a midfield of two guys cannot manage 60 passes.
It's so troubling. It's so troubling.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Unapata if Scott and Fred cannot give you around
what on a fuck so yeah, both of them
100 plus passes in a game, then usitarajie more game being made through the middle. It cannot. And now yondo ni shida inakuja sasa Sancho. There is a lot of pressure for him to create chances, mm, and yet we can easily create chances through the middle.
From the mid, exactly. Hakuna mse mwenye unaweza sema ama there's no team strategy that you can say. So in the playing style of Manu, this is how they actually play from the midfield going up. This is how they string passes together. This is how they confuse the opposition's defense. There's nothing completely. Ato kiangalia press conference ya Ole Gunnar, he was talking about McTominay and Fred. Akasema, the reason why he picked these two guys was because of their trust, desire, and I think passion. So these are not things to zinazotusaidia kunini to move to the next step ama kushinda game.
Yeah.
Number one, hizo vitu zenye ali mention, hizo ni standards zenye unafaa kuwa nayo if you are a United player in the first place.
Yeah.
So he didn't exactly tell us why he chose them, na pia ni value gani wanaleta kwa team, wakicheza the way they are playing right now. So e coaching staff mzima has messed up everything completely. If you're a United fan, I think this is the best time ya kuanza inetuaje izo rants Ole out. Because honestly speaking, saizi kenye na happen ni individual brilliance.
Yeah, true.
Nothing more.
True. And also, if you look at Manchester United right now, we have Maguire out. And if Maguire is out, he ata jaitwa in the English team.
Yep.
So you have Maguire out. Mm. you have a very nasty October and November as a United person. You have an October and a November which has Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea. Ikona, yani ikona taka taka zote ya kufanya Manchester ikae sijui aje.
Ole Gunnar na bahati.
So do you see Ole Gunnar finishing this season or?
Of course, I'll finish this season. Because number one, management imembak kabisa.
Yeah.
Rona.
That's
and
true.
And he keeps on getting away with this 1-0 wins, ama 2-1 wins.
Yeah.
Out of individual brilliance. So hapo ndo kwenye amejifichia completely. I don't think imefika point kwenye Ole Gunnar can actually be completely exposed. Because ni sisi mafanzi wenye tunaona, unaona. Lakini kika msaidia management, they're actually seeing us winning games. So they see it as a reason to keep Ole Gunnar at the steering wheel for a longer time after, unaona. So I obviously atakuwa hapo hivyo until the fans put in more pressure and we tushindo kushinda nini trophy yoyote, because honestly speaking we had a chance to win the Carabao Cup.
Hiyo
ndio ilikuwa trophy yetu ya kwanza. I know it's sad United shouldn't be competing for this kind of trophies, lakini Carabao Cup was the first cup we should have won and we got knocked out. So tumebaki na tatu, Champions League, Premier League na FA. Jijazi hapo hivyo.
It will be so hard. So Manchester United, is it competing for trophies or are we just there for the moments? So that is a big question to our viewers and our listeners. Is Manchester United competing for trophies or are we just there for the moments? Let's go to the Merseyside. Liverpool is a very interesting team to look at this season. And first of all, what ningetaka ku talk about is Liverpool versus Brentford.
Mm-hmm.
A very...
I think it was the best game of the weekend, sindo?
Yeah, I don't think... Sijui kama kuna neno unaweza tumia ku describe your game.
Astonishing. Ama hiyo bado jafika.
Bado naona ume underestimate your game. Because your game, Brentford came with everything. Brentford walicheza kama...
Ama unadhani, let me ask you. Ama maybe hizi ni moto za kutoka championship and everything. So
when
they come, let's show these guys. This is a big team, Liverpool, nini. Do you think they will maintain their run?
I think it will be very, very difficult for Brentford to maintain what they did.
Mm-hmm.
It will be very difficult. But what I know is that team kama Brentford, mm-hmm, doni teams are moments.
Yeah.
Isn't the team enye ita chezana these big teams,
mm-hmm,
and then your time si tuna anticipate that maybe ata mimi kwa tumesha anticipate that Liverpool is going to thrash Brentford vibaya sana.
Mm.
But now these are the moments Brentford sasa ndo
zinapata sasa.
Yeah.
But remember, Brentford is a small team enye litoka championship.
Yeah.
Ase wamekuwa na time ya kusoma Liverpool.
Yeah.
Because basically if you're a big team, it's hard for you to actually know what kind of playing style is my team against the championship what I bring to the table.
Yeah.
Lakini as I remember, they've been watching Liverpool even in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Wamekuangalia the likes of akina Henderson, the likes of akina Salah, Mane, how they actually make their runs and everything. So I thought inakuanga so hard. What to underestimate by the way, wanasema a big team ikikutana na a smaller team itakuwa rahisi sana, but remember these guys have actually studied you very well. So I think it was a very good game by the way.
It was
very interesting.
It was how the Italians do with their hands. It was
ilikuwa tu like that easier to ilishika hey, manze.
But again, Brentford is now the team for the moments.
Mm-hmm.
It will make sure that easy moments, mm-hmm, they will capture it vibaya sana
as the season goes on.
Yeah. So Salah's consistency, Salah cannot stop scoring goals.
Vile league ilianza, I honestly thought maybe itakuwa between Lukaku, Ronaldo, Kane hapo hivyo, lakini Salah vile ana come through, it's really amazing. It's really, you know, inakuonyesha vitu zingine you've never seen in Salah.
Salah ni kama, I don't know, it's like umse alifunga this game for Brentford.
Yeah.
Tukadhani maybe Champions League he'll just Champions League akafunga two goals.
Mm-hmm.
in a 5-1 win against Porto.
Mm-hmm.
Salah na plan kufunga bao hadi season ishe, bao kila game hadi season ishe.
Mm-hmm. Salah by the way atafunga tu baba games zote by the way. Ana average a goal at least every two games.
Yeah. And this is what I like about Salah right now. If you look at Liverpool, how Liverpool is playing, how my forwards, they are bringing the best out of every player mwenye anacheza. Ukiangalia now how Curtis Jones is playing. Curtis Jones now is ana
anakalishadi Thiago.
Anakalisha ai
bro.
Klopp
is a magician. I told you.
I am angry at how beautiful Liverpool is playing.
Klopp is a magician. He takes you from the gutters and he makes you into a world-class player.
And people should remember that Curtis Jones vela naipaka hivi. Tukumbuke bado kuna ule kijana aliumia na bado anakuja kuipaka tena. I don't want to say his name, but
Harvey Elliott.
I don't want to say his name.
Remember that name, Harvey Elliott.
I'm so angry at Liverpool for playing
Harvey Elliott.
Such beat. And United is just your game, man.
Lakini tuendele.
I'm so angry.
United stories are United zinanipandisha pressure, bro. Uliguna, nasikia kulia.
Nasikia tu kulia.
Nasikia nimechoka, nasikia tu. Ai. Bro, tuendele na Liverpool. Harvey Elliott. Do you think he's the next breakout star in the Liverpool squad?
He might.
Rudy from injury, that is.
He might as well be. He has to work hard for it. Asha set standards.
Mm.
Asha set tayari. Hakuna kuenda chini ya what he has set.
Exactly.
Yeah. And now you have.
Anza kumcompare na Pedri.
And now we have Curtis Jones pia.
Curtis Jones pia. Curtis Jones nilimuona game yao ya kwanza last season. A friendly wakianza pre-season yani. Talent too.
Inabidi like that United versus Liverpool game, man.
Itakuwa very interesting, sindio?
Yeah. But hiyo ni ya siku ingine.
Anyways, wasiwa Liverpool team yenu inakaa fresh mbaya. You know, you guys are looking solid. Salah anakanika yani. He's gonna go for the golden boot.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm.
On to our predictions of the weekend. Remember, the Champions League isn't until... isn't there next week, but the EPL is going to be there next week. This week, tomorrow, Saturday.
Mm.
The predictions of the week: Brighton versus Arsenal at Falmer Stadium, Saturday at 7:30.
Brighton 2, Arsenal 0.
And unajua mimi niko na tu feeling Arsenal aitoki hapa na win hata kidogo. Niko na tu hiyo feeling tu. Brighton has been very good.
Exactly.
Very good. And
what's the defense yao?
Yeah.
They're going to make sure they have a solid defensive game.
And now they have that pressure of going onwards kuona what they can do. So I think Brighton 2, Arsenal 1.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm very sure about this one. Manchester United versus Everton, Old Trafford.
The big game.
2:30.
The big game.
2:30 mchana. Unajua?
Make sure ume note 2:30 manze.
Easy games tomorrow. Easy games mchana, man. Kama last week, weekend ilikuwa refu.
Mm-hmm.
Easy games za 2:30 mkisha chapwa weekend inakuwa refu manze.
The banter. Kwanza, if you're a United fan, nika United inaishingi rent free kwa vichwa za watu, sindio?
Vibaya sana. Mm.
Kwanza nani, Ronaldo, Lingardinho, hata Maguire pia.
So Old Trafford, Man U versus Everton.
United 3, Everton 1.
This one, inapea United.
Ancelotti out. James out, and those were the people who are making Everton start to look like it's ticking. So right now, I don't know who is there for Everton.
The problem is United lazima iconcede bao. So I'll just go with the 3-1. I'll just go with the 3-1.
Okay, yeah.
Chelsea versus Southampton, Stamford Bridge, 5 Saturday.
Itakuwa redeeming chance for Chelsea, so Chelsea are gonna go for the win. Chelsea 2 Southampton 0.
Chelsea 2 Southampton 2.
But Southampton is to come very late in the game.
In the game.
Yeah. It's gonna be a very tight match.
I think Southampton can be very disciplined in their defending.
Uh-huh.
If Chelsea will go with the mindset of ku defend pia,
mm-hmm,
then this is going to be a 0-0 for me.
Mm.
Yeah. A 0-0. Until they,
it's gonna end as a draw, eh?
Yeah. Until they are able to
Chelsea do you sasa 0-0 na Southampton.
Yeah. Tottenham versus Aston Villa in the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Aston Villa utashine na wanyonge.
Aston Villa piga mtu.
Aston Villa wanararua mtu bana. Ay, Spurs norumia espirito.
So, I'll go with Aston Villa 2, Tottenham 1.
Aston Villa 3, Tottenham 2.
2. Ay, that is quite interesting. So, the biggest game of the week, the big game.
Yep.
Salah versus, can we say Salah versus Grealish? Mohamed versus Jesus. Ay, no, that one. No, I don't want to say that.
Bro. Hey, Javini. Mohamed Salah versus Jesus
Gabriel. Yes, that is what we meant to say. Sorry so much. That is what we meant to say. Mohamed Salah versus Mohamed Gabriel Jesus.
Versus
Jesus. Yeah, so Liverpool versus Man City.
Man City wamekuwa na very tough run.
Yeah.
Wamekuwa na ups and downs kuchapwa na inatoje na Messi.
Yeah.
Ama PSG ukipenda. Liverpool on the other hand looking quite solid. Wameonyesha they can actually fight till the end.
Yeah.
So apa hivi naona Liverpool 1 Jesus 0.
This one I'll just give an interesting scoreline here. Liverpool 4 Man City 1.
Oh my god.
Liverpool is so good. That's how Liverpool is so good, playing beautiful football.
Yani umesema Man City atatoboa.
No, Liverpool.
Yani ni kulala, roho safi.
Liverpool is going to play beautiful football with beautiful people, and their beautiful fans will be watching.
Hey, watu wa City, citizens, mesikia mnanyoshwa bao 4, 4 goals.
Yeah, it is what it is, man.
Wanachezea Anfield ama Etihad?
Anfield. Yeah.
That will be a tough match for Pep Guardiola.
A very tough match, yeah.
Kwanza vile saizi mafans wamerudi.
It will be very...
Naurumia Jesus.
So that's it from us here at the studio. Thank you very much for our viewers.
Thanks,
and our listeners. Nevileni Eobi.
Kylie Shiro to join manze. Big up manze. Thanks for joining us up with you. Na kurushia ma high five, ma kila kitu, ma waves, you know, ma shout outs. Make sure you want to join next time as usual.
So my name is Bridges Mugala, and kama kawaida, I'm happy that you're happy. Thank you very much for listening and watching.
Kama kawaida, bro. Kama kawaida.